The houses expanded with each meter climbed until they were full-blown palaces. Finally, the taxi delivered me to a sandstone-coloured structure perched on the side of the mountain. It looked like a house you might find in a Dutch village, adapted for life in the subtropics. "I didn't know it was possible to live this far up," I said to the taxi driver. "It is if you've got enough money." I buzzed the gate and spoke to a woman's voice, Sarah, I supposed. The gate slid open, and we glided up the drive, so steep it felt like being in a funicular. Stout plants clambered over the terraced levels on either side of the driveway. They were spiky and bulbous at the same time, with avid rubbery leaves. A blonde woman with jade-green eyes descended the steps to the house. She seemed to float, her sense of ownership was that complete. She was long-legged, dressed in white trousers and a sand-colored blouse. "Peter is out running," Sarah said, as she gave me her hand. "He's training for the marathon." "Oh," I nearly said, but I thought he was a writer. I'd never pictured a writer running a marathon. "Come in, let me get you some coffee." I dropped my bags. I saw her eye glance at them nervously, as if I had brought dogs and not luggage. She motioned for me to sit in the living room. When I entered the room,